Hey, how about we send you a new PT Pinecast sticker delivered right to your front door, absolutely free? All from our friends at Arius Medical. Just click it
at ptpinecast.com,
and then you can stick it
anywhere you want.
Yes. Just hit the website right now, ptpintcast.com. Click it and stick it with Arius Medical
and PT Pintcast.
Spring is in the air, and it's the season for growth and new experiences in your career. Explore the country with rewarding travel assignments through Arius Medical Group. Know a PT? Make a referral and earn up to $1,000. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's ariusmedical.com.
This is the PT Pintcast. A podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer. Bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. The next episode of the PT Pintcast starts right now. We literally are sitting atop the White House in Washington, D.C., Inova Sports Medicine Summit. It feels like we've climbed the summit because now we're on the roof of the W Hotel. And we've got a returning guest, Seth Blee.
How you doing,
Seth?
Jimmy?
You were like episode like 9.
Or like, it was early
like
on.
Like 10. Like literally, I was going to a VPTA meeting and they were like, here's our speaker, it's Seth Blee. And he's going to talk about running biomechanics or running gait analysis. And I was a student. I was a third-year student. I was like, yeah, let's go. And I just started this podcast. And I was like, hell yeah. I don't even know what the hell is going to – I didn't even know what the heck my show was. That I still don't even know what the hell it is. We're 200 episodes in. But I was like, I don't know what it is, but let's just talk to smart people and let's hear what they have to say. And we did it in a bar in Fairfax?
In Alexandria.
Alexandria.
Yep.
And we were just like, hey, I don't even know what we're doing. I'm good. No, I'm going to keep this. Thank you. All right. So we're having a guy, he's trying to clear my plate right now.
There you go.
In the middle of the episode.
There you go.
I want to keep my slider. And so you're bringing who on? So introduce yourself.
Harad Najafbagi. And it's a mouthful. So H.
H?
That's it.
You're the enemy.
I am. I'm the evil empire.
What do you do?
I'm a chiropractor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we draw knives?
No, this is even worse. Seth invited me to do this. So I'm the evil empire, and he asked me to do this. So.
You know, Jimmy asked me, and I said, any other guys here with a shaved head and a slightly graying beard? Let me ask Ace to join us.
Yeah, my twin brother.
So the sports summit from Inova, the cool thing about it is, when you go to a conference for PT, you know the guy next to you, the girl next to you is a PT, so you speak a common language. But at a conference like this, you still speak a common language because you're all different, but you're working for the same goal. The goal is the patient. That's it. So you're a chiropractor. Dislike you, but I don't know, because you seem like a nice guy.
No, but like that's the whole point, is that Seth and I, and all through the sports world, we work together. We do the same thing, but we do it differently. Right. And that's how it's complementary.
I like how you said that. We do the same thing, but we do it differently.
Yeah.
Physical therapist, chiropractor.
Yeah.
You guys both work for?
The Washington Nationals.
Washington Nationals, in case some of the listeners out there are not familiar, the professional baseball team.
Right, D.C.
Play a couple of games per year.
Yeah.
How do you, I like to see similarities and differences. How do you guys interact with a team like the Washington Nationals?
If you would have asked me this 5 years ago, 10 years ago, would I be sitting here talking with a chiropractor? I would think, there's no way. I'm not allowed to do that.
I knew that was coming. I knew that sooner or later that was coming.
But you know what? Once you get in a setting, and it sounds really corny and kind of cheesy, but when we're in a situation like that with a team, everybody's just working for the greater good of the player.
That's
you know?
It.
We'd say you put the patient first, you put the player first. Yep. It's all about what are we going to do to make them better or to keep them on the field.
Yeah.
And if it's stuff that I'm doing, stuff that H is doing, we're all working to keep them healthy.
You literally are on the same team.
I mean, it's a professional setting, right? So we have the dream team. Like if you can imagine the dream team of a medical team, that's what we have. I have that with the Redskins because I've been working with them. We have that with the Nats, you know, with DC United, with the Caps. I mean, I'm involved with all that stuff. And the same thing happens is that we collaborate together. We leave our egos outside and we work together to optimize that player and his performance and his rehab. And we know what our strengths are and we know what our peers' strengths are. And we either step up and say, hey, I got this, or we defer when we know
we need to.
And that's got to be cool because you're referring out to someone not out. They're in.
Right. The best.
Yeah.
The best of in.
Yeah.
I'll give you a scenario, Jimmy. I was working with one of the guys the other day.
Right.
And I'm working on the table with him, cervical nerve pain. And I'm working through his upper extremity. I find some neural tension. And I'm working through neural tension. I say, you know what? There's a rib that I'm just not getting to go. Now I know how to mobilize, manipulate. I said, do me a favor. H is right there. Jump on his table for a few minutes and come back and see me. And that's kind of ideal
to
be able to.
And I was right there and he goes, he's next. And he comes over and he goes, H, I got this going on. I'm like, all right, let's do it. Bam, bam, bam. You're right. Done. Back on your table.
What would a clinic be like if it worked that way?
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Right?
Ridiculous.
I'm sure they've got to be out there.
I don't think we could be friends in the clinic.
We can't?
No,
we
can't. Sorry.
Inside the stadium.
I still have to be Darth Vader.
Yeah.
All right. So what have you learned from each other? What have you learned, Seth, what have you learned from H?
You know, everybody comes from a different perspective. And even though we both might mobilize, we both might manipulate, right, he might just do it a little bit differently. And if I'm not getting something to go, I know he could quickly do it. And we're both looking to do the same thing, just may have different training in it. But I think the biggest thing I've learned is he's not that bad of a guy, you know?
Appreciate it, Seth. Thank
you. All right, so since I have a chiropractor on the show,
right,
how are physical therapists the same? How are physical therapists different? I think we're taught to dislike. But I don't know what a chiropractor knows. I have no idea.
You hit the nail in the head. It's because we don't have enough conversation. We don't have enough of these forums to talk to each other, to work. And actually, what we do or what we can do when we work together. We always hear about what the chiropractor does down the street, or even better, we hear about, I went to a chiropractor and it never worked, so I'm here and I need you to fix me, and vice versa. Obviously, right, we hear the same thing on
PT,
the other side.
I did PT, didn't
PT
work.
Didn't work, and I come to you. So we need to change the culture of what chiropractic and PT means as far as collaborating together, the similarities, really learning to work with each other. So at my end, we start from the first day of our schooling really doing a lot of hands-on work. Our core, what we do is really put our hands on the patient. So our palpation is what we bring to the table, which I don't think anybody in any other profession has. And understanding biomechanics through palpation is an amazing tool that we can bring to the table, which I don't think really any other profession spends that much time, four years of just palpating, biomechanics, how does the muscle work when you feel it. So with the teams, that's my strength, where if they can't feel it, they come to my table, they're like, feel this, see what you feel. And Seth is amazing. He does his analysis, he brings the quantifiable numbers and range of motion and all the things that I don't want to do. I don't want to do that, and he's great at it. But when it comes to that tactile, when it comes to that 3D imaging through my palpation, that's where I come in.
It's cool to hear you say that. It's cool to hear you say, hey, I'm really good at this, and I think you're really good at this.
That's it.
So why don't we do this? And then we'll figure out how we can help this person who's in between both of us. How can we do that together?
Yeah. Sometimes the almost fear of the unknown of PTs
Absolutely.
And chiropractors
Absolutely.
Is PTs don't really understand what chiropractors do because we don't work alongside of them.
Mm.
But when you actually see, all right, so he just did a manipulation that maybe it's different from how I would do it, but he got it to work, and now this player's moving better or this patient's moving better. So now maybe they come to me after, and my job is now, let me do a whole bunch of stabilization work.
Right.
And
right.
I think that's
right.
a good compliment that he might get things moving, and then I'm going to stabilize it or
yeah.
I'm going to strengthen it and trying to work on putting all those different pieces that we do together.
If you think about a hospital, like you go into an ER, it's not just doctors, right? There's nurses.
There's everybody.
There's everybody.
But
when you leave the hospital and you go to rehabilitation or where we live, it's only, well, I go to a PT clinic, I go to a chiropractor. There's never, I go to rehabilitation or whatever word you want to use. I'm sure there are places like that out there, but why aren't there more places like that? Because we often look to the military and to sports to where the bleeding edge of how to get better more efficiently and faster is. And every time you go to a military installation or a sports facility,
yeah.
and they pile on, okay, I want some chiros, I want some PTs, I want some ATCs, mm-hmm. I want some everything. They put them in there. Man, why can't John Q. Pub, why can't the Weekend Warrior dude who wants to run a triathlon, why isn't that out there?
It should be.
Are we afraid
really
of each
be.
Other too?
Well, we are. We actually think, I think our egos get in the way again. And I know I said it, I think there's definitely a lot
of conversation that needs to happen to have that happen, to especially in our profession. And we see that in the medical community. We see hospitals working with different types of doctors. You know, a cardiologist and an orthopedist do different things, but they work together. And if they see something right. that doesn't work, you know, or even orthopedists at in the clinic, you know, somebody does shoulders and they're great at shoulders. You know, somebody does knees and they're great at knees. And they know how to work it. I think PTs and chiropractors may need to work that way, sort of to understand how we can help each other.
Working out his orbicularis oris until failure. DJ, Jimmy McKay on the PT Pinecast.
Spring is in the air. It's the season for growth and new experiences in your physical therapy career. Explore the country with healthcare staffing agency, Aureus Medical Group. You'll find rewarding travel and full-time career opportunities nationwide. Know a PT? Make a referral and earn up to $1,000. To speak with a recruiter, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit aureusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. Rocktape, more than just a tape company. Rocktape keeps athletes of all levels moving stronger, longer.
With the world's best kinesiology tape,
topical pain relief,
mobility equipment,
and protective gear.
And now physical therapists can get 20% off their first purchase right now at shop.rocktape.com.
Just use the code PTPINECAST at checkout to get 20% off.
That's shop.rocktape.com.
With the code PTPINECAST for killer savings of 20% off.
Rocktape, the world's best kinesiology tape.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now.
I want to pose a question, Seth.
All right, here's the question. You've seen me work now and for a little bit. What I want to confirm or debunk is that the safety of the manipulation and what you see as a chiropractor and what I do and what you've seen and what is perceived
right.
possibly as high velocity, aggressive, overstimulating manipulation. And give it to me because I want to hear the way, I mean, it is different from
Absolutely.
What you guys do, so I want you to give it to me.
I answer this to patients a lot because I get this question all the time. What's a chiropractor do? What do you think of chiropractors?
Right.
And this is what I typically tell patients. I think there's good ones and there's bad ones.
Everywhere.
But you know what? I think there's a lot of good and bad PTs.
Sure.
Out there.
If you don't say that as a PT, that there's some bad or good PT, then you are not being honest.
Yeah, and I think there's some chiropractors that probably do fit that stereotypical mold of just get on my table and let me crack you.
Agreed.
And I've watched H work a lot. And I think whether you're talking about a chiropractor manipulating or a PT
okay.
manipulating, mobilizing, it's all about localization. And if I'm confident that, you know, I asked you to get this rib mobilized on somebody and you've localized it to there and stabilized everything else and then you manipulate it, I think that's beautiful because it's safe, you've localized it to where it needs to be.
How does physical therapists do it differently? Because I was taught manipulation in PT school.
Right.
How do I do it differently than you?
I think physical therapists do a great job in manipulation. But again, we want to talk about if we're talking about a specialized thing that chiropractors do, as opposed to what I may not know about how physical therapists
sure.
do, to turn it into what chiropractors, that's all we do.
That's not all you do.
No, it's not all we do.
Right?
I mean, I do a lot more soft tissue. I do a lot
right.
more soft tissue manipulation than I do at all.
I think we most likely have more similarities than differences.
Absolutely we do. Absolutely we do. In chiropractic, the soft tissue, at least what I do in sports chiropractic, the soft tissue and the joint manipulation have to complement each other.
Okay.
And I think you touched on it
right.
is that there are definitely chiropractors that solely believe in spinal manipulation is the way to go. And you know, some have success and some don't. And then, you know, but for a sports arena, you need those two parts to come together. And now imagine having a physical therapist and a chiropractor that are coming from the same angle, doing it a little bit differently.
Right.
And then you get a complete match.
The more we communicate, the more respect we have for each other. So, yeah, I've seen
Agreed.
Him work, but Agreed. I understand what he's doing, and I've seen him have great success working with patients and with players. So I have a lot of respect for that. So I'm comfortable saying, all right, if I can't get this to move or, you
yeah.
know, I'm working with this guy, you go see H right now.
Well, I would say it's not respect. It's more humility. It's more acknowledgement of, hey, I'm really good at this and I'm not so great at this.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, if I work in one clinic and you work in another, I've got to let a patient go down the hall, and maybe I'm going to lose that patient.
Right.
Whereas in your setting, it wouldn't it be great if it was more like your setting? It's like, hey, jump over there, talk to H, get that moving, and then come back to me, and I'll do what I'm good at. Let him do what he's good at, and then come back.
Yeah, we're used to that as chiropractors, I have to tell you. We're used to be, at least I am, I hate to generalize, I'm used to, especially in a professional high-end setting, is that it takes a while for the athletes and our medical partners to go, what's going on over there? We get these guys jumping off the table, hooting and hollering, going, holy cow, this is like the best thing. And I look around and I see the look on new, like when you joined the Nationals, there is a look of what's going on and why is this working? And then after a while, you build this relationship and you build this cohesiveness and you understand that this is just part of, it's not just the show, it's part of this, is part of this wheel that makes things right with the athletes.
Yeah. What's the thing that surprised you the most since you started working with the enemy, the chiropractors?
I'm going to ask you the same question to you.
I think there's a lot of things manipulation-wise that I've seen H2 that is very similar to how I've been trained. So I'm a manual therapist as well. I mobilize all day. I manipulate on occasion, not a whole lot. But watching him and I've seen you do certain things that I say, oh, I would probably do that the same way. So it's not all that different.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've talked about this before in terms of business, in terms of physical therapy, in terms of a lot of things. I see life as a bunch of just Venn diagrams. How do we cross over? I see where you guys are. It's more crossed over than not. It's not just two circles that are barely touching. It's two circles that are crossed over pretty well.
So, it's the tip of the iceberg, though. I have to tell you that there's so many different layers, and it's great that we're put into this sort of a great pressure cooker, in a sense. Or
Major League Baseball, you need results yesterday, right?
Absolutely. And football, you know, professional football, it's even yesterday. I mean, with baseball, you can chill a little bit.
You got 16 weeks in football, but you got 162 games of baseball.
We may need another podcast where baseball in itself, but you know, like something like football, you got to have results. But we are still, as a profession within chiropractic and physical therapy, and what Seth and I are talking about is, I think there's so much more that we can still learn from each other as opposed to what we just described today.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about it. And, you know, I think, again, we need to make an effort to do it. I think there's got to be not just Seth and I, you know, in any relationship needs to be harvested and needs to grow. So I don't think, but I think as two of the professions, it's going to take a lot of work, but we need to learn.
I think there's more to learn than there is to fear.
Totally.
About talking to chiropractor. And you know what? Maybe I'm a little bit easier to accept than defend. This is my second career. Is it the same way with chiropractors? And I don't want to generalize either, is it as separatist as it is from our side? Is it as north-south as it is from the south-north?
It's funny that you say that, because from our end, it seems that there's more resentment from a physical therapy side than it is from the chiropractic side. And it's because we're on this side of the fence. And, you know, I think there's a lot more olive branches from the chiropractic side than there are from the PT side.
So how do we fix it? And by we, I mean the people listening right now.
We talk, and more than that, we visit. We actually experience, and I think that is what is going to define it. Because as much as we try to explain things, once you see it happening, once you have that experience of being a part of it, it's a whole different world.
Okay.
Right? So you go to school and your professor in physical therapy school goes, that's the evil empire, that's what they do, this is why we're better, this is why we're great. And great, that's a culture that needs to be harvested.
I'll just let you know, when people ask me about chiropractic care, my answer is, I don't know enough to tell you
I respect
why
that.
You should or shouldn't go. And I say, if it works, literally for me, if it works for you, go.
We need more, though. We need more than that. So it is, we as chiropractors need to be better ambassadors for our profession, and we need to set the standard higher. And I'll say it because we do. We need to reach out more and to explain and to have everybody understand, both in the medical world and still with our patients too.
Okay.
It's a beautiful thing.
And I think from the PT perspective, a lot of it is, it's learned in PT school and it's learned early on. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's like this with chiropractors, and I hate to say this to a fairly new PT, but when you come out of school, you don't know a whole lot.
I'm smart enough to know I don't know anything.
Ingrained to think that there's a lot of people trying to take pieces of what you do.
Sure.
You know, so if you're not confident in your abilities, yes, whether it's manual therapy or whatever it is, I might think, well, is he trying to take my job? Or fitness professional, this personal trainer, trying to take my job?
Right.
So as long as I know what I do well and I'm comfortable with that and I can build on that, and if there's some things that H does that I don't do as much of, then I think it's a no-brainer to do it together.
All right. All right, so last segment on our show, every episode we do a thing called Parting Shots.
This is the Parting Shot.
Powered by Optum, Optum offers weekend courses that are Monday morning applicable, utilizing approaches that make sense.
They promote excellence in hands-on treatment, exercise prescription, pain science, and clinical reasoning, offering a COMT,
as well as an APTA-accredited fellowship in orthopedic manual therapy, both online and in-person mentoring, with locations in Houston, Dallas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Find out more online
at OptumFellowship.com.
I don't know if I have any more wisdom
field
after this martini.
Just a little, like a nugget. Well, it's a good-looking martini. A nugget of what you picked up as a chiropractor. What would you want to leave the field of physical therapy with for us to remember?
Wow. All right, I won't make it too difficult. Let's talk. Let's meet. Reach out. You know, if you're afraid of it, you don't know enough of it.
Ooh, I like that. If you're afraid of it, you don't know enough.
You don't. Because you cannot, and you need to explore. You need to find out for yourself. That professor may be right, but maybe not.
Seth,
that's tough to follow.
Yeah, good luck with that, by the way.
You know, I would say to PTs, build on what you do well. Mm-hmm. And don't worry about what other people are doing.
Yeah.
You know, if I go into a clinic or into the training room and I'm confident in my skills that I can do certain things to help these guys, then I'm going to do it. And then if H has other skills, or, you know, somebody's doing massage and they have other skills, or other people are bringing different components to it, I'm good with that, because I don't feel like they're trying to take my job. I'm confident in what I can do well.
Right.
So as long as we can talk and be on the same page and all take the best of what we do to help the athlete or to help the patient, then I don't see why we should be afraid of each other.
Appreciate you guys talking with us. The fact that I put you guys out there, I've said the word nationals like 100 times. I wouldn't mind some maybe first baseline tickets or something like that. Come on my way. I'm just saying.
Yeah. We don't even get those, but you can. We'll get some for you.
I don't care who they're playing that weekend. I just wouldn't mind sitting their first baseline. But seriously, talk more. It can't hurt, right? It can't hurt to try to understand more.
We need to inspire people to talk more.
I like it a lot. Guys, appreciate your time in talking, and enjoy the rest of the conference.
All right. Thanks for
having
us.
Thank you very much.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that. The PT Pinecast proudly supports the Wounded Warrior Project. Since 2003, the Wounded Warrior Project has been raising funds and awareness for the needs of injured service members, helping injured servicemen and women with aid and assistance, and to provide unique direct programs and services to meet their needs. Their continuing goal is to foster the most successful, well-adjusted generation of wounded service members in our nation's history. To find out how you can help the Wounded Warrior Project, visit them online at woundedwarriorproject.org.